Hey there. How are you today? My name's Dana Demara. You have landed on Soul Medicine. I want to just offer up a few administrative items before we begin our deep dive into this podcast. And first of all, I want to say thank you for being here. I'm so grateful. So first, for you yogis out there, always thank you for joining me. Because you are a loyal listener and you're interested in yoga, meditation, breath work, and sound healing, I'm offering you a gift just for listening. I've been at this practice of yoga for over 2 decades now, and in 2020, I created my own portal of full healing modalities. I would love for you to try it out for 2 weeks on me. Yes, on me. Just go to danademarayoga.com. Put in your email address and you receive instant access to live virtual classes and a library of over 300 recorded classes of days gone by. This is my gift for you. Thank you. Those of you interested in astrology, if you go to myastrocast.com, you'll get a mini speed course on astrology. This little course will give you a general overview of astrology. However, if you thirst for more, every week I host a podcast on YouTube all about the weekly astrological outlook. It's free, and if you subscribe on YouTube, the update will come right to you. Just look for me on YouTube. You can't miss it. One more thing I think you may want to know. I do update my website often. I do my best, and I send out newsletters weekly. Sometimes more than once a week. So if that's your jam, go to my website and subscribe to my newsletters. Just go to danademara.com, put in your email address in the little pop-up there, and you'll get emails from me. Now here's the deal about emails. You're going to get emails. If something doesn't resonate, just delete it. But don't unsubscribe. Okay? I do want to say this about my website though. It still is very static info, right? So if you are an Instagram person and you want daily musings, free meditations, early morning practices, find me on Instagram at Dana Demara Evolution. It's also my Facebook handle. However, I don't really post very much there. It's odd to me that we need so many channels. So I would say find one that works for you and I'll meet you there. Of course, for those of you who live here in Encinitas, California, I do host weekly classes in person, sound healing and breathwork sessions right here in SoCal. So I would say just check my website at danademarayoga.com and you'll be able to find all the info you need. Nice little calendar there. Sometimes we practice on the bluff. Sometimes we're practicing at different locations in and around Encinitas and La Costa, but I would love to see you somewhere on this path. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're invited to learn and listen with me. Take a moment to ground in, breathe, and give yourself a moment of stillness. I want to say thank you to Beautiful Chorus for this beautiful intro. It's called The Opening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
All right, so welcome back. Welcome back to Dr. Sarah Rothman. Super excited to have you here as always. I love talking with Dr. Sarah just because I don't know, we have so many things to talk about, and when I think about how our topics fall into the category of soul medicine, right? Like we could be very, very mystic and woo-woo-y, you know, very kind of out there when it comes to soul medicine. But technically it doesn't need to be. It's the every day-to-day, the things that we're doing on a day-to-day basis that actually feed our soul, that actually give our soul the medicine it needs to be able to stay in alignment with our calling or our purpose or on our path. And so when I think about what we want to talk about today, which is community, it's very important to talk about and explore this idea of community as far as how it relates to our soul's medicine. And you know, as we know, I'll let Dr. Sarah take over after this, but as we know, as we're recording this, you know, Maui is only 3 weeks out of 3 or 4 weeks out, not even 4 weeks, having the most devastating fire ever. And Dr. Sarah, living on the island of Maui, has a firsthand view of what's really going on and how community is important. So I want to start there and just pay some respect to the deep work that you do on a daily basis, Sarah, with your patients and your clients, but also the humanitarian work that you do. So, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here. I love chatting with you about all the things soul medicine. And yeah, this is such an important topic, and it almost like brings tears just even hearing you introduce it. One, I think just because I've been really deeply in it, experiencing it and witnessing it. You know, and I'm very new to Hawaii and being able to call kind of Maui my home and have so much gratitude and reverence and respect in that. And one thing that I've always witnessed, experienced here is this aloha spirit, right? It's such a real thing. Just being in each other's breath, in the presence of each other's breath, and honoring that, right? And be with love. Aloha has so many meanings. One of them is being in the presence of breath with each other, from a place of divine presence, from a place of divine love, and to the point where it is rude if you're in a car and you're stopped in a car to talk to somebody turning the corner, somebody on the street. It's considered rude to not stop, right? Whereas in a lot of other places, if you stop in the middle of the road to talk to a neighbor, it's like you're getting honked at, and that's considered rude, right? So it's just like natural practice of life to show up for each other from a heart space. And you know, the devastation and the suffering and the loss with the fires here are kind of beyond words. I don't know how deep I want to get into that, and without kind of discounting that or pushing that away, because the grief, the suffering, the deep, deep loss, the mourning, and all of the grief that is being practiced here right now is very, very real on so many levels, and is very complex. And with that, the piece that has kind of stood out to me, or kind of touched my heart in the strongest way, is this showing up of community. And I'm sure a lot of you have witnessed that from abroad as well, just the way the community members are showing up for each other is like jaw dropped, bring me to my knees, like it leaves me in such awe over and over, right? Showing up
through prayer, through blessings, through spirit, and also with hands-on action, like the things the community has done to offer their hands, their help, their action, just to be there for each other from this heart-to-heart perspective is just so, so incredible, and brings like as many tears, if not more tears, than the grief and loss and complexities of all that has happened here. And the coming togetherness, right? And the relating in this way, in this almost like tribal way, which is so much a part of Hawaiian culture, right? Being in community, supporting each other always from the beginning, you know, with everything is community. Community is actually one of the most important concepts of Hawaiian health and wellness and way of life. And it's just been magnified. And so it's really beautiful to be in. And it really has had me reflecting on the importance of this in all aspects of life, not just in response to devastation or a natural disaster. And, you know, I pray and I hope that this carries on. And it always has in Hawaiian culture and in a lot of the people that live here, but I hope it kind of ripples out to the world, you know. It's super powerful and just necessity, like community is necessity in being alive and being a human on this planet.
You know, thank you, Dr. Sarah. And I there's so many things I want to say about community. I actually wrote, I think it was in my Ohms from the Mat book. It might've been Ohms from the Heart, but one of the books I wrote about community and how important it was. And if I would have been really prepared, I would have read that passage before I got on this call with you, but whatever. I think it all kind of comes around, and I feel like I know it from my heart anyways. But I've owned a couple of studios and I in different towns, and I've also yoga studios, and I've also lived in, you know, I lived in Vancouver, Washington when I was married and the girls were babies. And then I moved to San Francisco, Marin, San Francisco. And then I moved here to Encinitas, Cardiff. And in each place, the thing that was the piece that was most important to me was my yoga community. And it became very important to me. It was very important to me in Vancouver, Washington, because I had left San Diego and was married and knew that I wasn't really in the right relationship, but, you know, two kids, business, you just kind of keep going sometimes. And in times of, when there's, I don't want to say a need, a desire, when there's a desire for connection and for relatableness, this idea of community really comes up. And, you know, the yoga community that we created in Vancouver, Washington was absolutely incredible. It was at a time when there were three yoga studios in the whole city. This was, you know, back in 2002 or 2003, I think. There was only three yoga studios, and I was the fourth, and people came from all over. And it wasn't for me. It was never for a person. It's for the feeling that people get when they're in community. And, you know, I could quote so many people on what they say that community feels like, but I would love to hear from you. Like, when I say the word community, what are some words that are, what that come up for you when I say community?
Unity, harmony, are the first ones. Natural is also coming up. I just feel like as a species, you know, I really do feel it's essential to us as a species, being held. And we've talked about this before, just feeling held and holding. Those two words are really strong for me when it comes to community. Integrity, right? Being in truth and being and living from heart, from a heart space, right? And exchange, giving and receiving fully and wholly, right? And because giving is also receiving, receiving is also giving. And yeah, love.
Oh, I was going to say reciprocal support, that giving and receiving. It's not, you know, we don't go to a community for support. I mean, maybe I think sometimes like AA, right? And, you know, individuals do go, we initially seek out a community like AA or a yoga studio or, you know, some sort of group where we belong. We're not trying to fit in. I was listening to Brené Brown yesterday on Netflix. I just love listening to her. And she was talking about the difference between fitting in and belonging. Like fitting in is we look at the group as a whole and then we dress like them, we act like them, we speak like them, we do everything like them. That's fitting in. But belonging is showing up either to learn something or to feel that sense of camaraderie where there is a give and receive. And I think sometimes we initially go out looking for a community when we desire something, whether it's, you know, some support or connection or a belonging, a sense of belonging. And then eventually what happens is that, this is just my philosophy, eventually what happens is then there is that giving and receiving. But sometimes I feel like in the beginning, it's more of a, I need a community, you know, quote unquote, I need a community. What do you think about this philosophy I just made up in my head?
I love all of your philosophies. Absolutely. You know, and I love the belonging versus fitting in. I got to listen to that. I love Brené Brown too, but I haven't listened to that particular one. And when you speak about belonging, what kind of came through for me right away is like, we all belong to each other, right? We belong to each other as creatures on this planet, as humans with hearts on this planet. And, you know, sometimes it kind of clicks or is easier to feel a sense of belonging when there is a fitting in, and in situations like this, you know, the fires here, or I don't know what happened at Burning Man with the floods, right?
Yeah.
Is example. I think it comes down to just like living from that place of love of heart, and looking, communicating, acting, speaking from heart. Mm-hmm. Eye to eye, heart to heart. And I think we all belong everywhere, right? With each other. And then another piece that I want to bring in here, which is of extreme importance to my own values, is belonging and finding community and wholeness and unity with the land and the plants and the animals on this planet as well, because I think that piece, being in right exchange and right relation with the land, with the water, with the plants, with the winged ones, you know, is equally as important as community. And, you know, just to touch on the Burning Man piece a little bit, because it's happening right now. There's a lot of talk as, okay, well, if there's going to be a flood, or if people are going to be stuck somewhere, at least it's in a community like Burning Man where everybody knows how to hold each other, right? And live from that place of belonging.
Yeah. It's so funny that you bring that, not funny, but it's so lovely actually that you bring that up. You know, have you been to Burning Man?
I have.
You did? Okay, so I've been to Burning Man too. How many? I just went once.
I just went once too in my PT Cruiser. Not prepared at all.
Okay. I wasn't prepared either, Dr. Sarah. I went and taught yoga. I was going to teach yoga there. And I had like a tent, like a freaking 4-man tent or something. What?
Me too. I don't even think I had rebar, and people gave us
yes.
rebar, you know?
Yeah,
like...
yeah. When did you go? I'm just curious, a little sidebar here. Do you remember what year?
No, it was before children, so
Okay.
really over
I
a
went in
decade.
2015. I was just wondering if we were there at the same time, but no, it doesn't sound like a
That would have been fun.
terrible. But yeah, I feel like the same way. Like I show up with a one man or a two man tent from Target, right? Still screens in them. And I'm like, I remember waking up the first night and my air mattress had deflated. And I was having a dream that I was like eating sand and I was next to my friend Diane and she had an amazing yurt. And I like knocked on her door and I was like, dude, I can't stay in my tent. She's like, come on in, you know? And so I feel like it's changed a lot since then. I feel like, you know, just for the record, I mean, I think I might have been one of the very few sober people at Burning Man. You know, people think that it's all about doing the drugs and all of that, but I just want to put a good word out for Burning Man right now out there because that's not what it's about. It is about community. It's about not, you know, having money to have to have money to buy things. It's just about offering yourself and your services and your time and receiving and giving. It's just like it's a beautiful community. There's a reason why it grew to be 80,000 people. You know, I think it's changed a lot over the last couple of years, which has been disheartening to see, but everything changes, you know, everything changes. And I think at the root of Burning Man now, when things go wrong, which is what we're kind of talking a little bit about here, is when there's a 911, people know what community means and people show up.
Full on, you know, and it's felt deeply. I mean, just even here, there was a woman who I was speaking to that was in the fire. She had to get into the ocean to escape the flames. She witnessed people dying in the water. She lost her home, she lost her car, she lost her business, and she, with a sparkle in her eyes, you know, she spoke about how held she felt. And how loved she felt, and how she's never felt so loved or held in her life. And it's like really sad that a disaster and an experience, a traumatic experience, had to happen for her to feel that. And the other side of that is just like the gorgeousness of when she's lost all of her physical structures and foundations, she's never felt so held.
Yeah, you know, it's powerful, and I think it is in our there's so many things about this. I think it's in our DNA too, and also in our soul's imprint to connect. That's why we're here. That's the reason. That's the one reason why we're here. We're here to connect. It's the only reason we have this vessel as a body, so we can feel and so we can connect. It's the only reason. You know, it's the only reason. You know, when I got divorced, I was tripping and I got rid of everything. Like I gave the house and I gave away furniture and I just gave away things. I sold some things, but I gave away a lot. And when I moved to San Francisco to start over, I had what fit in my car and I was 44. And I only had what fit in my little car. And I remember sitting outside my car one day thinking like, should I be happy or should I be like really scared that everything that I own is in my car and I'm 44 years old, you know, like it was really freaky. But I never felt more supported and connected to spirit than I did in those moments. Like never. I always had a place to stay. Everything was just divinely perfect because of community. Because of community. So I think you're onto something. I wonder sometimes, and maybe we'll save this for another podcast, but it makes me sad sometimes when I feel that sense of isolation in some people where they feel like they really are alone and they have to do everything alone. And I'm sure you see it in certain places too, where there just is that sense of aloneness.
Yes, absolutely. Like I think loneliness is an epidemic, you know, and I believe a lot of that is because we've forgotten our ways of living in a village, right? Living in tribe, living in community, and just I think we've talked about this before. Even in medicine and health, this is why I'm like so passionate about doing group medicine and retreats and group circles, because there's that extra layer of healing. There's that extra layer of aliveness, that extra layer of heart cracking open when we do it in a group, right? When we feel fully held, fully seen, fully heard, and when we can hold. Right. It's so potent, so potent.
Yeah. You know, I was watching this program on Netflix the other day. It was called Live to Be 100, I think, or Live something about Living to Be 100 by, yeah, I can't remember the author's name, Dan Buettner, I think his name is. Anyways, he's traveled to the Blue Zones and he's talked about how he did research on, you know, these five blue zones across the world, across the globe, and what makes them these blue zones where people are living to like 105, 106, 108 years old. And it's a really great program. He talks all about all the different reasons why in each country. I think it's, you know, Sardinia, there's an island in Greece. There's a place in Costa Rica, Loma Linda, here in California is one of the places. But one of the biggest things that was in every single one, every single place, was community, how everybody looked after each other. And there was a story that I love. There was this woman, she was, I think, 111. And the family was telling the story about how she fell or something and hurt herself, and she was in the hospital. And they would take turns to come and see her in the hospital. Like everybody, she was never alone. And one day someone showed up and she had her head turned away and she was like looking at the wall. And whoever it was that visited her that day said, rallied everybody and said, "You guys, we're losing her. She's feeling lonely and isolated." And so they brought her home and everybody was with her always. And that was like 15 years prior. And so here she is at 111 years old, you know. And I think the thing that they were talking about was how had she not had those people, she would have passed away. And it's kind of goes along with what Brené Brown was saying, like when we feel like we don't belong somewhere, when we don't feel love, when we don't feel supported, when we don't feel that, and you're right, loneliness is an epidemic. I don't know the science behind it, but Brené Brown does. And, you know, it's a real thing. And, I think the way to longevity, and not just longevity, but also a happy life, is to have community around.
Absolutely. You know, and may we keep that peace a priority, even when there's not a flood in the desert or a fire on an island, right? Like, may we keep that, remember that in all of the, even the little places where we can show up and support each other, you know?
I do feel like one of the things that takes us away from that is fear of being seen, but also this phone. We get really very isolated on the phone. And I know the phone, we have access to information quickly and we can reach people quickly, but it's something you said earlier about that heart to heart and eye to eye. There's nothing like it.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it, you know, even with two people that have never met before, you know, like looking at somebody a certain way, or like being in that heart space in resonance with somebody else's heart, whether they are a part of the community since birth or whether you're just passing them on the street. There's nothing like it, really. And I lost my train of thought.
why I love talking to you. There was a little hiccup from the divine. She had a little hiccup and she forgot what she was saying. But it's true, Sarah. Everything you're saying is so spot on. Like, we have to remember. I don't like to use the word should, right? So may we remember how important it is in times of ease and grace, and may we find deep gratitude for our community so that the community continues to grow and grow and grow. Because when we feel that sense of gratitude, that's what happens, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. In gratitude for people, gratitude for self, gratitude for the butterflies and the plants and the waters, right? Like that one of my teachers often says, like, it's impossible to feel lonely if you're in right relation with the planet, with the earth, right?
Well, I just want to say thank you for your time today, but also for all the work that you're doing in Lahaina and the work that you do every day. And I'm honored to know you and to spend time with you. And I'm just grateful, very, very grateful for you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for you too and all that you bring to the world and the community you have created over the years and the community that you hold so close.
I love you.
Love you.
Till next time. Bye.